Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you We Are Unprepared by Meg Little Riley. Performed by Zach Via. Prologue. Isolé. French. Adjective. Isolated, remote, lonely. Isole. English. Noun. Rural town in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. Population 6,481. It would be narcissistic to assume that the earth conjured a storm simply to alter the course of my life. More likely, we'd been poisoning this world for years while ignoring the warning signs, and the storm wasn't so much a cosmic intervention as it was a predictable response to our collectively reckless behavior. Either way, the resulting destruction, to North America and our orderly life in Isole, arrived so quickly that I swear we didn't see it coming. Looking back, I realize how comforting those months leading up to the storm had been as we focused on preparing for the disaster. News of the changing weather patterns gave each of our lives a new clarity and direction. It didn't feel enjoyable at the time, but it was a big, concrete distraction in which to pour ourselves, even as other matters could have benefited from our attention. It was urgent, and living in a state of urgency can be invigorating. But the fear can be mistaken for purpose, which is even more dangerous than the threat itself. Part 1. I pine for my woodland home. I long for the mountain stream that through the dark ravine flows on till it finds the sun's bright beam. I long to catch once more a breath of my own pure mountain air and lay me down on the flowery turf in the dim old forest there. Oh, for a gush of the wildwood strain that the birds sang to me then. Oh, for an hour of the fresher life I knew in that haunted glen. For my path is now in the stranger's land, and though I may love full well their grand old trees and their flowery meads, yet I pine for thee, sweet dell. I've sat in the homes of the proud and great, I've gazed on the artist's pride, yet never a pencil has painted thee, thou rill of the mountainside. And though bright and fair may be other lands, and as true their friends and free, yet my spirit will ever fondly turn Green Mountain Home to Thee. Green Mountain Home by Miss A.W. Sprague of Plymouth, Vermont. First published in 1860. 1. We were driving east on Route 15 when the world first learned of the coming storms. Pia and I had just met with a fertility specialist in Burlington, and we were both staring straight ahead at the road as we digested the information we'd received there. I didn't want to see a doctor about having babies. That was for people who were old or sick or in a rush, and we were none of those things. But it was true that we had sort of been trying on and off for a year or so with little persuasion. I agreed to the appointment. Conceiving a child had become Pia's obsession in the preceding months, and her determination trumped my ambivalence. We sat completely still in our seats and stared at the empty road as we drove back toward our new home. I gripped the wheel at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, focusing on the act of driving to avoid looking over at Pia, who I knew was crying silently. I could feel the steam from the fat tears that rolled down her smooth face. I wanted to comfort her, to make them stop, but I couldn't will myself to. There had been soft Celtic music playing in the waiting room of the Full Moon Fertility Center, and amateurish oil paintings of naked women in various states of pregnancy hanging on the walls, all of which annoyed me immensely for their obviousness. Weeks earlier, blood had been drawn and samples had been submitted, and this was the day Dr. Tanface explained to us in a soothing voice that conceiving a child on our own was unlikely. Pia had a hormone imbalance that would require assistance. It made Pia cry to hear this word, which made me almost as sad to see. It was a hot September day in Vermont, and everything that had been green was beginning to turn...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?